don't tell you I hear you. It doesn't mean I don't tell you I can relate to what you're saying, because I can. I've been in the same thing myself. But I'm not going to join you in your suffering and therefore make it stronger. See, the book teaches like everything is just the opposite of the way we've been taught. That the truth is, you want to know what the truth is? It's just the opposite. If you're ever in a quandary, it's the opposite of what the world teaches you.
Yeah.
Because the world is the result of the world's teaching.
Yeah.
So there's no way I can do what the world does and think I'm going to get a different result. And guess what? The opposite is easier. What's harder? Me trying to control you or me saying, hey, you're free? Mm-hmm. You know it's easier for me to let you go than it would be for me to control you. The opposite is easier. What kind of relationship is easier? A relationship with somebody who recognizes your value and wants to communicate with you and share your purpose, or someone that you're constantly always at odds with, that you're trying to convince about everything and they don't believe you and they think you're crazy? Now, which one of those you think is easier? See, the truth is always easier, but the challenge is being it. We want to have it without being it. I want to have it. I want to have these wonderful relationships with everything without me being in a wonderful relationship with myself. I got to be it to have it. 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 And here's the good news. You already have it. It's already in you. It's like a buried treasure. And this is the map. And when you forget the map is in you, I'll remind you the map is, remind you that the map is in you. But if you see my ego, answer my call for love. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad at me and walk away. Can't believe that Earl. You know, if something about me, you're irritating yourself about something about me, or you think that I am not being loving or whatever, then give me some love. Do the same thing for me.
I thought you sounded like a pigeon.
I'm sure I'd get that eventually. I knew you wouldn't say anything except it was loving. Sometimes when someone's saying something to you, and I'm not saying that's true with you, but you're misperceiving, let's say you're getting upset and they're saying something to you, ask yourself, consider the source. Would this person, you know, it's like Bunny and I have been friends for a long time. So if Bunny is saying something to me and I'm getting upset about it, and I was getting upset about it, first thing I have to go with, wait a minute. Would Bunny say something to me to purposely hurt my feelings or to hurt me? Of course I know she wouldn't. So that would mean that I must not be hearing her correctly. That's the only thing. That's the only conclusion I should come to. Because Bunny wouldn't say something to attack me. So if you're getting all upset when someone's talking to you and you're not hearing it, and you're not hearing what they're saying, you have to ask yourself, do you believe this person wishes you well? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hearing something that's upsetting me, but wait a minute, with this person now, would they really want to hurt me like this? So it must be something else going on. I need to kind of get clear. I need to say, you know, I'm not hearing you right now. What I'm hearing you say is I'm really feeling separate and I'm really feeling afraid. I hope I'm wrong about what I'm feeling about what you're saying. Can you give me another way to look at what you're saying? Because I know you wouldn't want to hurt me. That's the way a sane man would do it. See, it's another way of looking at it. And that's the way it is in loving world. And you deserve that. And I'm finished. Okay. I appreciate that. I'm through. Yeah. We're acknowledging each other. We're acknowledging ourselves. You're moving into another kind of relationship that's going to be easier.
Yeah.
You're moving into another kind of relationship that's going to be easier.
Wow.
The Course in Miracles is not for the faint of heart. It's not for people who still think they deserve to suffer. It's very difficult when you think you deserve to suffer. I'm saying you don't deserve to suffer. And I'm saying you do deserve love. And I'm saying you do deserve appreciation. And you do deserve relationships where you don't feel afraid in, and you don't feel like you can lose. We're going to have a guest speaker on Sunday at 11. It's going to be Great John Christmas. And then we got the next course class at 1 o'clock. If you're reading this, continue to read this section. Those who are reading the book, please don't hesitate to ask me questions about ways to do it easier. Because the Course reads as if you don't know what it's saying. You know what I'm saying? You all, let me see here.
John gonna speak the entire hour.
He's gonna be doing the whole Sunday service.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
Anybody with the name Christmas, you know, you just want to unwrap.
Yeah.
John is a very powerful teacher.
I know, that is really something.
So, before we go out into the dream again, can we all focus in just a minute? Just a minute before we go out.
He knows the things that I to come your way.
You're getting ready to enter into an entirely different kind of relationship. So just hold on. Because I'm going to tell you the truth about you. Satisfaction in your relationships. You're going to experience a lot of peace in your relationships. So I'd like you to just take a second to wish peace for everybody else in this room. Even if you don't know them. Not have any conflict of needs right now. Walking out too far, I'm again. Walking out too far, I'm again. These are souls who have traveled with you down through the ages. But this is the life. This is the time that we've decided to wake up to the truth of who we really are. Because you are lovable and you are loving. And no matter what it's been like in the past, no matter what you've experienced in the past, there's no need to repeat any fear from the past. And if you're going into new relationships and you've been burnt in the past, show up 100%. Show up 100%. Don't hold back your love because of what someone else may have done in your perception. Each person that you meet right now, that's a fresh opportunity to give yourself the kind of experience and love and relationship you deserve. commitment tonight. Make a commitment to your own personal satisfaction. Because you can't give what you don't have. And if you don't have peace, you can't give peace. If you don't have joy, you can't give joy. If you don't feel safe, you can't give security. If you don't feel joyful, you can't give fun. So if you want to really heal your brothers and sisters and friends and relatives, be a living alternative. Let them just look at you in the way you are. Let them know there must be a better way. It's not what you say to them. It's not what you say to them. It's about how you show up for them. So if there's someone in your life right now that you know is in fear or sickness or lack in any way, I'd like you to bring that person up in your mind right now. Just call their name if you're not a good visualizer. And from your heart, say to that person, let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let love extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my heart to your heart. If there's someone you have some separation with, someone that you'd like to have a better relationship with, same thing. So let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. If there's someone you need to release, if there's a situation that you need to release, if there's a circumstance that you need to release, say this to yourself right behind me right now. You don't have to say it out loud. It goes like this. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. May the course be with you. See you next time.